Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus welcoming you to a new year, 2021, and to another edition of our Friday DriveCast, the day of the week where we venture off the weekly teaching topic. I like to say going where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. Today's topic is fitting, new beginnings. And by now, I think we're all ready to be done with 2020. I know I am, and I'm welcoming in a new year. And when it comes to new beginnings, there's no better place to turn in our Bibles than to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, the very last book in the New Testament, where John, the author, writes these words, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away." And later in chapter 21, we read these words, "And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new." And today, the 1st of January, 2021, as Christians, we don't stand at the threshold of the unknown, but of the known, because the Bible clearly tells us how the story ends, with the hope of new creation. Listen how the biblical story ends. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, John writes, "The dwelling place of God is among humans, and we shall be his people, and God himself shall be among us. And he shall wipe away every tear from our eyes, and there shall no longer be any more death. There shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." And John's description of new creation in Revelation, it's almost incomprehensible, too good to be true, which is why I'm suggesting making the year 21 the year that we ground our hope in Revelation chapter 21. I mean, what would be wrong with making 21 the year of 21? Revelation 21, that is. 21 and 21 ought to be our creed, our easy-to-remember truism or formula, especially when we lack hope and need encouragement during this new year, or when we need to share the gospel with others in 21, that God has taken this world somewhere in Christ. And one day, we'll live in a world that has no more pandemics. Tears from death and physical pain will be wiped away from our eyes by the one who sits on the throne saying, "I am making all things new." 21 and 21 is our way of saying, I'm going to live this year like the future described in Revelation 21 has already arrived. That as Christians redeemed by the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, we can start living a 21 in 21 lifestyle. That the new earth's as good as already here, and through the leading of the Holy Spirit who indwells us, we can start acting like 21 in 21 Christians, full of hope and longing for the new creation that John describes in Revelation chapter 21. And so before we conclude today's DriveCast, I just want to take a moment and wish you a Happy New Year. And thank you for being a faithful DriveCast listener. And I also want to remind you to tune in again on Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And now, I invite you to spend a few minutes while the music plays, praying that God will help you to be a 21 in 21 Christian this year, a Christian full of hope and encouragement, who's looking forward to the new earth and city whose builder and maker is God, no matter what comes at you in 2021. So now, I invite you to pray.